Lesson 25, Living the Word of Wisdom. The purpose of this lesson is to help us better understand and live the Lord's law of health. Introduction. When Paul C. Kimball, a Latter-day Saint student at Oxford University in England, was asked to coach a young, inexperienced rowing crew, he said he felt rather weak. I had never done any coaching. However, he accepted the invitation with one condition. If I'm going to coach you, he told the rowers, I am going to make you train according to my rules. His rules were total abstinence from tobacco, alcohol, tea, and coffee. It took the boys about a week to decide to accept his condition. With their agreement secured, Kimball took them in hand and worked with them every afternoon for 3 hours till February. That month they entered a series of rowing meets against all the other colleges at Oxford. My boys were competing against crews composed of men who had been rowing since they were tiny tots, Kimball said. This group I had was made up of inexperienced boys, but they had trained hard, and not one of them, so far as I know, used cigarettes during this period or had a cup of tea or coffee or drank any alcoholic drink. Still, when the day of the race came, no one thought the inexperienced crew had even the remotest chance of winning. When the cannon sounded, starting the mile-and-a-half race up the Thames River, it was expected that the young crew would fall back quickly. But by the time the rowers reached the halfway point, Kimball, who was running along the bank, shouting instructions to his crew through a megaphone, noticed that his charges were still running even with their competitors. Kimball shouted his last word of counsel, "Sprint!" They sprinted beautifully and within a minute had stretched out 100 feet ahead of their nearest competitors. They won the race with ease. Each day of the 6-day rowing competition, it was expected that Kimball's crew would be defeated. But each day, following the same tactics, they won handily. When people ask me how I managed such success with novices, I answered, "I made those boys live right," he said. When the sprint came, their lungs were clean, their systems were clean, their blood was clean, and their nerves were strong. Joseph Walker, Victory on the Thames, Church News, 20th of February, 1983, page 20. The Lord's Law of Health. What are the Lord's laws of health? The Word of Wisdom, including proper diet, proper rest, and exercise. In this life, our bodies are houses for our eternal spirits. They will also serve the same function in eternity when resurrected and reunited with our spirits. Our bodies are so important that the Lord calls them temples of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. All of our experiences on earth leave their impressions upon our bodies and spirits. We must be careful, therefore, to keep our bodies clean and healthy. The Lord's laws of health are meant to preserve our physical, mental, and emotional health. The Lord knows that when we are physically, emotionally, and mentally healthy, we can participate in activities that build us spiritually and help us bless others. We feel happy and can support our families, help our neighbors, and assist our Father in heaven in building His kingdom. Many of the Lord's laws of health are found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. This section, called the Word of Wisdom, tells us what to eat and what not to eat. Among the substances we are warned against are strong drinks, hot drinks, and tobacco. Strong drinks. Strong drinks are alcoholic beverages such as liquor, wine, and beer. Alcohol is not for use as a drink, but for cleansing the body as a disinfectant. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 5 and 7. Hot drinks. Hot drinks are defined as coffee and tea. However, we have been advised by our church leaders not to use any beverage that contains drugs or other ingredients that are harmful or habit-forming. Tobacco. Tobacco is not to be taken internally by man in any of its forms. Instead, it is an herb for bruises and sick cattle. Even then, it is to be used with judgment and skill. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 8. We should always be careful about any food or drink that will create unnatural desires or cravings, or that will upset the natural functions of our bodies. President Spencer W. Kimball has warned us that using harmful drugs will create unnatural appetites within us, which will cause us great personal misery. If we are in doubt about a substance, we should follow the counsel of Elder Joseph Fielding Smith. If in doubt as to any food or drink, whether it is good or harmful, let it alone until you have learned the truth in regard to it. If anything offered is habit-forming, we will be safe in concluding that it contains some ingredients that are harmful to the body and should be avoided. The Word of Wisdom, Improvement Era, February 1956, page 79. The Word of Wisdom also suggests some foods we should make part of our diets. These foods include all wholesome herbs and fruits. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 10 and 11. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verse 19. We may also eat the flesh of animals and of fowls of the air, and use the skin of animals for clothing. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 12 and 13. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 18 and 19. However, the Lord issued a warning that we are not to kill animals for mere sport or pleasure and waste the meat. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verse 21. The Word of Wisdom also points out that all grain is good for man and beast. Wheat is especially good for the use of man. Mild drinks can be made from some grains if they are desired. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 14 through 17. Although we should make every effort to find out what foods are good for us, we should be careful not to become fanatics in our attitudes about foods. Some people become so narrow in their views that they teach against certain basic foods to their diets. Extremes in using or refraining from using foods is never justified by the Word of Wisdom. To promote our health and happiness, the Lord created all things of the earth for the benefit and use of man. They are to please the eye and to gladden the heart, yea, for food and for raiment, for taste and for smell, to strengthen the body and to enliven the soul. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verses 18 and 19. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verse 20. What does this verse mean? There are scriptures other than Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, that discuss the Lord's law of health. One of these reads, "Cease to be idle, cease to be unclean, cease to find fault one with another, cease to sleep longer than is needful, retire to thy bed early, that ye may not be weary. Arise early, that your bodies and your minds may be invigorated." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 124. We are also told to labor, but not to labor more than we have strength. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 4. How does the Lord's caution, "cease to be idle," affect good health? Activity strengthens the muscles, heart, and lungs. How does the Lord's admonition, "cease to find fault one with another," relate to our good health? Fault-finding creates emotional distress, and emotional health is necessary to our happiness and spiritual well-being. The Lord's law of health relate to all aspects of our lives. If we live these laws, we will have a well-balanced life physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Laws with promises. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 18 through 21. What promises are given to those who live the Lord's law of health? The Lord promised us that if we obey His laws of health and keep the commandments, we would be healthy, we would run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 18 and 20. He also promised that the destroying angel shall pass by us and not slay us. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verse 21. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "For observing the Word of Wisdom, the reward is life, not only prolonged mortal life, but life eternal." The Miracle of Forgiveness, page 211. One of the greatest rewards for obeying the Lord's law of health is that of wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verse 19. What is wisdom? The wise use of knowledge. When we know God's laws of health, how much wisdom do we have if we disobey them? If we obey the laws of health, our minds will be clear and we can better understand the knowledge of men and of God. We will also have better mental and emotional health, as the following story illustrates. Show Visual 25-A. Daniel was blessed for keeping the Lord's laws of health. Daniel was one who had a clear and pure understanding. After Jerusalem was captured, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon wanted certain young people from the captives to be taught his language so they could be servants in his palace. This meant, however, that they were to eat and drink substances that they had been taught not to eat or drink. Daniel was one of these young men who were chosen, but unlike some of the others, Daniel refused to drink the wine and eat the improper foods which were offered. He asked instead that he be permitted to keep the Lord's law of health and eat foods he knew were healthful. This was agreed to as a test. After a while, those who drank the wine and ate the improper foods were compared to Daniel. Because of his obedience, Daniel was healthier than the others and had been given wisdom, knowledge, skill in learning, and visions. See Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, and verse 8, and verses 12 through 19. If we are obedient to the Lord's laws of health, we, like Daniel, will be blessed with these same gifts, not only in this life, but also in eternity. These promises are certain, providing we follow the Lord's counsel. For the Lord has told us that when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 21. He has also said, I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say, but when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. Read again the Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 19. Who helps us obtain the promises mentioned in this verse? The Lord. When we obey the Lord's laws of health, we can obtain wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. This comes through the light of Christ. Among other things, the light of Christ helps us recognize truth and develop wisdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 11 and 12. The light of Christ is available to all men, but when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, we receive additional help. The Holy Ghost can teach us how to use this light and truth in our lives to return to God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 45 through 47. Through obedience to the Lord's laws of health, we also find hidden treasures. These hidden treasures are the most sacred and deep things of God. They are also revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 13. This is a priceless gift. The sacred and deep things we learn will always be with us if we are obedient to God's commandments. The Lord has promised, whatever principle of intelligence we attain unto in this life, it will rise with us in the resurrection. And if a person gains more knowledge and intelligence in this life through his diligence and obedience than another, he will have so much the advantage in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 18 and 19. As we receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through the Holy Ghost, we become more like our Father in heaven. We become better sons, better fathers, better husbands. Family members will learn that they can come to us and receive guidance and blessings. We become more righteous and capable priesthood holders, receiving wisdom and knowledge for our church assignments. There are other blessings available to us through obedience to the Lord's laws of health. We will be more productive in our employment, for example, because we will have the strength and wisdom to be more helpful to our employers. Our increased wisdom and knowledge will also help us be more thoughtful of others, including being tolerant of those who are not keeping the Lord's laws of health. Conclusion. The Lord's laws of health were given to bless us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. By living these laws, we are promised health. We are also promised increased wisdom and knowledge concerning the sacred things of God. This spiritual insight and our good health will help us strengthen our homes and families, serve the Lord more effectively, and be more productive in our work. Challenge. Commit yourself to obey the Lord's laws of health at all times and in all situations. In a general conference address, President Ezra Taft Benson said, "The Lord foresaw the situation of today when motives for money would cause men to conspire to entice others to take noxious substances into their bodies. advertisements which promote beer, wine, liquors, coffee, tobacco, and other harmful substances are examples of what the Lord foresaw. But the most pernicious example of an evil conspiracy in our time is those who induce young people into the use of drugs. My young brothers and sisters, in all love, we give you warning that Satan and his emissaries will strive to entice you to use harmful substances, because they well know if you partake, your spiritual powers will be inhibited and you will be in their evil power. Stay away from those places or people which would influence you to break the commandments of God. Keep the commandments of God, and you will have the wisdom to know and discern that which is evil. Conference Report, April 1983, page 72, or Ensign, May 1983, pages 54 and 55. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Gospel Principles, Chapter 29, The Lord's Law of Health. 2. Be prepared to stress the spiritual as well as the physical blessings that come from living the Lord's Law of Health. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 25, Living the Word of Wisdom.